You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
This is episode 33?
Yeah, 33. The open starts tomorrow, you guys. Today. By the time you hear this, it will be today.
It will be...
In fact, by the time you listen to this, it may have already started. Yeah. Depending on when you listen.
How'd it go? How did you? We want to hear all about it.
But that being said, real quick, and I'll probably say this again at the end, but next week we're going to record...
This is episode 34, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I knew it was 34. I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
Should we start over?
Nope.
Where was I? Oh, next week we're going to record on Thursday night after the announcement is made so we can talk about it, and then we'll release on Friday.
Yes.
And then the week after that is going to be normal release.
Nope. Yeah, normal release because I'll be in New York City.
Yeah. But then the 2 weeks after that, we'll try to do the Thursday night record and the Friday release.
Yeah.
So our release schedule is going to be a little bit different, a little variable, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
But because we want to be able to like have real time reactions.
We want to be current.
Feeling like you guys are hearing this like a week later.
We want to be current with the open info.
Yeah. So the open, let's talk about that for a minute, because I feel like I've seen a lot of comments on our Twitter and on our Facebook about people who are like, you know, I'm trying the open, but I feel like I'm not very good at CrossFit and I'm so worried.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just need to all just take a collective deep breath. And Joy might need an inhaler based on that wheezy noise you just made.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That might have been whatever we did this morning. Was it Jackie that we did?
No, Nancy.
Nancy this morning. Holy cow.
But just take a deep breath and remember that I read something today that made me feel a little bit better. I was like, CrossFit is about the process, not about the destination. Like, it's all part of just the process. It's all part of the process.
I just read on CrossFit's Facebook page. You may have read this similar post. That Chris Spieler, is that the one you're referring to?
No. That he's going out for it again, though?
Mm-mm. He just posted a really cool quote on the CrossFit Facebook page, and I have to read it because I read it and I immediately thought of everyone freaking out about the open, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
But yeah, just a lot of people have been writing like, you know, I'm just really worried that I'm not going to get a good score. And it's like, first of all, the really cool thing about the open is that the way that they structure the WADs is that they start out with movements that, you know, the majority of people can accomplish. Like last year, you know, there were snatches, but they started at 45 pounds. Or, you know, it may start with like a bunch of burpees or a bunch of wall balls or something like that, or box jumps. And so, you know, even if you, like, remember last year, it was deadlifts, box jumps, and shoulder to overhead.
Yep.
But the deadlifts were like 75 pounds.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, you know, I may not be able to do, even if you couldn't do a 75 pound split jerk,
mm-hmm.
you could still probably do a 75 pound deadlift.
Yeah.
And so it's that kind of a thing where they want everyone to be able to participate. So they're not going to make it gratuitously difficult out of the gate. You know,
right.
It's like, I feel like CrossFit and Dave Castro in particular has this reputation for just like being kind of a maniac and like just make it hard for the sake of being hard. But that's, I think everybody recognizes. And the reason the open is so cool is because that's not what it's about. Like that's what the games, what the regionals and games are for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the open is like literally to test your, like the fitness of the average CrossFitter.
Exactly. Yeah. I found the quote.
Okay.
It says, regardless of where we fall with our goals during the open, we should all have a common thread to be a part of the CrossFit community, to motivate, support, and drive those around us to be the best that they can be. Chris Spieler. Thank you.
Way to go, Chris.
And I really like that. Because I signed up for the open probably a month ago, and I'm starting to get really nervous about it, which I think a lot of us feel nervous. When you sign up and commit to anything, I feel like that's just a natural reaction. But part of the reason why I'm nervous about it is because I have to do it at the 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, that sucks.
Just like I didn't want to. But I don't have any time over the weekend. I don't want to have
it on Saturday.
I was going to. I will admit I'm having a little bit of guilt of just being like, TJ, will you judge me on Saturday?
He's going to be there.
Will he be doing... But he won't be running the open WOD. It's like Fridays are really... I feel like he would have to go out of his way to judge me on Saturday.
So I'll judge you on Saturday.
But you're not... Are you a judge?
No, but I could be.
I might work around it. Here's the thing. I will decide Thursday night. I'll see it. I mean, I'm used to working out at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, but...
And I'm not, like, out
Why
to get...
Why can't you do it on Friday?
I have a ton going on all day and at night, so I can't do that. I was going to go at night, but I can't do the evening. And then,
So, to explain what we're talking about, on Fridays during the open season, everybody, TJ just programs the open WOD, and like the mornings are the normal classes, but starting at 4:30, it's basically just like an open house.
Yeah, so our
show
gym
up
has
whenever
like
you
a party.
Want. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sign up for a heat, start warming up, and then everybody kind of just like hangs out and drinks beer and does the open WODs.
Cheers everyone on.
Yeah, yeah. It's really fun.
So I've thought about that, and I'm going to see tomorrow night what the announcement is, what the first workout is going to be, and then I will make a decision based on that, which I have a feeling I'm going to be scared crapless either way, and it's probably just going to be scary and to just do it, because the other thing I think about is, like, I'm not, like, I want to do my best.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to, like, place or anything.
Right, no.
So I'm like, I just want to get it done.
Right.
So
we had to do one last year at 5:30. And it sucked, but it wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah. And I can't remember the first one. I believe the first one had to do with, like, doing a certain number of snatches at, like, 75.
Yeah, it was, like, burpees
and moving
and snatches
up to,
and burpees heavier snatches. It was
totally.
At 45, and then went up 75, and then, like, 95, 115.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally remember that one. So, anyway, I'm definitely nervous about it.
We had
but
to
in
do
a good,
the,
like, motivating way.
We had to do the box jump deadlift one at 5:30 in the morning. The one I was just talking about, the, like, deadlift box jump.
No, I think I remember we videotaped that one. I still have that on video
when
we did it.
Well, there you go.
Reliving the fun.
Yay. Yeah, so I think just, you know, remind yourself that this is not a big deal. I think the other thing to remember is, like, at the end of the day, it's just really not that big of a deal. And I think I saw Sandy had posted something about how, like, you have to get a score in order to move on. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You could enter, you know... You could, like, last year we totally forgot to enter our last two scores, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you don't enter your score, you can't go back and re-enter it. Like,
right.
But it doesn't mean
you
that
just,
if you get a zero.
You're still on
the
leaderboard.
Right.
You're still
you
up
get a
there.
Zero, you don't get, like, kicked out of the open.
No.
It's the open.
You're not kicked out of CrossFit for life.
Right. It's okay. So
you're
I think.
Just hanging out with some blanks on your leaderboard.
Right.
It's all good.
Which is fine.
Do you like my socks, Claire?
I do. They're like zebra. Striped.
I saw Claire looking at my socks just now.
but I like, so I went to sign us up. I finally signed us up last week or whatever. And I went to sign Brandon up and I didn't know his password. So I did like a password reset.
Yeah.
And it sent me the password reset thing or sent him and I checked his email and like the password reset. And usually it won't do that if you don't already have an account, but it did that on like his other email address. So long story short, I created a second account for him on accident. And so I texted him, I was like, hey, I just created your account. So like, you're going to have to go back in and re-enter all your info and your open scores from last year aren't in it. And he was like, I was like, but you know, you were 80,000th place last year. So I don't know if you're too worried about losing that information. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And
but let the fear propel you. I think that's the thing is the fear is there for a reason. And I think that's just a piece of letting you know that it's important to you and you want to do well and you want to be in this worldwide competition and make it mean something.
Yeah. And I think
that's
why
a good thing. It's a good sign.
I ultimately, if you're still on the fence about signing up, I think you can sign up until Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
I have no idea.
I think you can. And the reason I finally decided to sign up was because it was like that, you know, sort of feeling of like everyone who CrossFits in the whole world is doing this. And it's such a cool way. Like I remember last year, it was just so cool to feel like you know, I could talk to any CrossFit in the world and be like, oh, what was your score on 13.2?
Yeah.
And it just is like, it's kind of like the Fran of, you know, it's like you can go up to anyone. Be like, what's your Fran
time? Totally.
Time?
There was a cop that came in our office. Cops are always going in and out of our office. And one of them owns a CrossFit gym and is like really into it. Did the open last year. And I totally looked up his scores and I totally made fun of him because I beat him on one of them. So it's like, where else can you do that?
Right. Totally. It's fine.
I beat you at the open workout number two. yeah. It's a really cool thing. And I think just using that as motivation and cheering each other on. And
yeah.
It's a really fun event.
So good luck.
Good luck.
And we hope that
we are behind
may the
you.
Odds be ever in your favor.
Yes.
Yeah. I made a Hunger Games reference.
I know that's from The Hunger Games. I was just thinking of that movie.
Yeah. Not unlike The Open.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Not unlike The Open announcement. It's kind of like The Reaping.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be?
I know. I was just thinking about that. I feel like everyone's trying to predict this.
I know.
I think the first workout, I feel like there's burpees somewhere in there.
Burpees, okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to say deadlifts and wall balls.
Hmm. Good choice.
Yeah.
Nice choice.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
It's probably going to be like, I don't know. When I took my level one, Matt Chan was like asking for, you know, what are some activities that measure fitness in the way that like CrossFit measures fitness. So it was like, you know, you had to be quantifiable and measurable. And I said the limbo. And he was like, how do you measure the limbo? And I was like, how low can you go?
Duh.
And he just started laughing. And I was like, I'm waiting for Dave Crosser to put that in the open. Just be like, all right, 150,000 people, do the limbo. I would just
You'd have like all these yoga people coming in and well, doing
but then, but like think about like Asia Bartow.
Yeah.
Or like these, you know, like Jason Kalipa. You know, like, mm-hmm. like it would just, I think that would be the funniest shit. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Remember the guy last year that did like the bazillion? No, was it the seven? When, what year did the 7 minute burpees?
2 years
ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember some guy did like an insane amount and he was just some gymnast from like Sweden or right. something. Like, you know, and everyone's like, who is this guy? Yeah. And of course, like he didn't make it much further because he couldn't snatch or do any right. like, heavy weightlifting thing. But he was like a springboard with That's those burpees. Awesome. So funny how random, like people yeah. can just, you know, come out of the woodwork for such totally. Random skills.
It's totally random.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great, but it is so random. But
so we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you about how you're doing with the open. So keep us posted.
Yeah. And good I love luck.
How Samantha, was it Samantha that posted recently on our Facebook page and just said, I'm starting the zone diet tomorrow. I'm just posting this on your Facebook page because I need to be accountable.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, totally.
You go, girl. We read everything you guys post and write. So please keep doing that.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's really fun. We love connecting with you.
Yeah. So it's
going to be. Speaking about connection.
Yes.
We had our Girls Gone Wad.
Oh, yeah.
Girls Day. This weekend.
It was so fun.
Bedazzle your life.
I hope you guys saw my bedazzle shoes because they turned out really cute.
They looked amazing.
I'm really excited to use those in the open. Yeah. They're really cute.
That's going to give you extra power.
But yeah, it was really fun. And big shout out to Rose who came out from Santa Barbara.
Thank you, Rose.
She had a friend. She has a friend who lives in Denver who it was her birthday. And so she had planned a trip out and then coincidentally happened to be the same weekend as our little event. So she came over and it was so fun. And we watched Clueless
on the big screen.
13 going on 30 because we couldn't get Mean Girls to play for some reason. And we ate candy. And
a lot of candy.
I had a headache from that candy.
Oh, I did too. But it was so good.
It was
one of those days where I just felt like it didn't count. Like,
totally.
Claire and I were setting up for the party. Oh, this is funny. And Claire just goes in the kitchen at CrossFit J and grabs a donut and like splits it with me. I'm like, okay, this is what
I thought you were going to talk about how I came out of the back room and you're sitting there drinking a PBR. And I was like, we had gone to Whole Foods, like chips and stuff. And we had like gotten to
it just sounded so good.
And so we had gone to the salad bar and got this like gigantic salad.
Which was a wrong choice because it took me an hour. It would have taken me an hour. I had to eat like a fourth of it because it was
But so she's sitting there with this like gallon of salad in front of her and a PBR. And I'm like, are you drinking a PBR? She goes, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And
then Claire hands me a half donut. So I'm like, which of these does not fit my meal? The salad. The salad goes.
Yeah. And FYI, our gym does have PBR and donuts in the kitchen.
Yes, they do.
All the time.
It was delicious.
Yeah. But so yeah, it was really fun. So thank you so much for everybody who came, and we will have another one hopefully soon. And
or a road trip.
Yeah, maybe a destination. Girls Gone Wad.
We're just gonna travel the country. We're gonna just surprise you all.
That would be
fun.
We're
just gonna show up at your gym one day.
We're gonna need some sponsors for that one.
You are going to just see a trail of glitter, and you're gonna know that it's us.
You're like, oh my gosh, Claire and Joy are here.
Blessing your CrossFit box. Okay.
Like maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to need some sponsors before we can do that.
Anyone?
Okay.
Raise your hand.
Let us know. Okay. it was really fun. And we just have such a fun little group of people.
We have such a great community. That is you. We are referring to you.
FYI.
All right.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So, do you remember Superfan Chris that we interviewed or that interviewed us
a couple episodes? Are you asking me?
Because I'm asking you, yeah.
Yep, no, I do remember him.
You know Chris, right?
I do, Chris.
Hi, Chris. He emailed us, and it's really funny because the last episode we were talking about this, and afterwards we both listened to our episodes just to, you know,
make sure
we're not sounding like goofballs, which, you know, that tends to happen. And as I was replaying it, I thought to myself, wow, we sound a little hypocritical for talking about body image in the last episode and then the episode previous to that. I think it was the one. Yeah. So two episodes ago.
Yes.
We talked about The Biggest Loser.
Right.
And how the winner of this season's Biggest Loser had lost such a dramatic amount of weight and she looked underweight.
And everyone was talking about how she was the anorexic.
And yeah. And so Chris emailed us and said, you know, I have, you know, I'm questioning why you guys are talking about body image and how it's not okay to talk about people's bodies.
Right.
But it's okay for you to talk about it with The Biggest Loser. And I'm like, yeah, I can kind of, I thought the exact same thing when I replayed it and listened to it. Cause it was like, and you and I talked about this a little bit, but our vision was, the show really portrayed it as focusing on weight, simply weight.
Right.
And I think last week's episode was focusing on a friend who was commenting on someone's body shape. And I see the difference, but I also, I want to talk about this just a little bit because I can see, I know where he was going with it.
Right.
And I don't want us to seem hypocritical. Well,
and I think like when we were talking about this a little bit earlier, the thing that I think is that when we talked about The Biggest Loser, you know, we were trying to focus also on the show in general and, you know, saying like it's interesting that they focus this entire thing on weight loss as something really else to, you know, there's no other benchmark for health that's involved. And apart from that, it's like, you know, like I kind of kept saying on the episode, you know, 5'3", 105 pounds, like that's, you know, on the lower end of maybe what someone that height should be, but it's by no means like ridiculously underweight or anything like that. The thing that was alarming a little bit was the time frame in which she lost that weight.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't want to rehash all of that, but I think that we just wanted to address that I noticed that and that we were talking last week about, you know, a listener's friends commenting on her body type and saying, you need to stop working out because you're gaining too much muscle. And we were like, that's ridiculous. No one has the right to say anything about anyone's body. Right. But we kind of were talking about someone else's body the week prior. So I get it. And I think, hopefully you guys understand where we're coming from and I don't want to seem hypocritical, but, you know, I don't think it is anyone's right to judge what someone wants to do with their body. Totally. However, if there's something that's unhealthy and it's your friend, I think you have a right to say something. So, and I was just coming at The Biggest Loser thing from the point of view of, it was really shocking. It really bothered me just from the point of view of, I watched it a week prior and she was at a healthy weight. And the next week she looked like a skeleton to me. And anyway, so maybe I shouldn't judge and maybe I should just shut up. But that was just...
But then why would you listen?
Yeah, yeah.
If we just didn't make it...
Remember, we get to judge, Claire. We get to...
Oh, right.
We are exempt. We just get to judge everyone.
Go us.
We judge. No. Okay. So we got an email. Do we want to talk about this yet, Claire?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we got an email from a listener, and we're going to keep the details private. But we talked a lot last week, and it's really kind of cool how you guys connected to our discussion last week of
our life goals
and where we are in life and just struggling.
And by the way, I have officially been talked out of going to law school, but that's another story.
You know, I think we just need to talk more about these life things because I feel like the listeners figured out our life plan for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We're just going to let you do the work for us. No, seriously. So I think there was a part of that discussion that a lot of people connected to, which we really appreciated because they're, you know, this is a CrossFit podcast, but we also have real lives and things happen in our life that we want to talk about. And so with that comes people who also relate to you. And one of the listeners reached out and really wanted to address the issue of having kids. And just commented that I, you know, mentioned that I didn't really want to talk about it, which is kind of true, but I also realized how important it is to discuss this topic because I don't think women talk about it enough.
Right. And it's interesting because it's like, it is a decision that literally every woman has to make, you know, whether
it's, it,
no matter
yeah.
what, you, it's not whether something you're single that you're just, or whether you're straight or yeah. whether it's like every single woman at some point in her life thinks about whether or not she should have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it is sort of seen as this, like, private topic that you're not really supposed to not talk about, not that you're not supposed to talk about it, but that, like, is sensitive to ask about. Like, you know, I can't yeah. come up to you and be like, oh, hey, Joy, are you going to have kids?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, I think you know who you are for writing us because you shared a lot of really personal, scary things that I think it was really brave of her to write and share. But what it made me realize, too, is it's important for us to be just as brave because you are our listeners and we, I don't know. I think on some level for choosing this platform, we have a duty to share some things about ourselves yeah, that totally. People can connect with. So, having said that, I think that, you know, she was bringing up the point of just that question of whether or not women should have kids and that decision that you have to make for yourself. I've always had the standpoint of, I don't think it's, for me, I've never wanted to say yes or no.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to be like definitive yes or definitive no.
Right.
But I think it's just something that it sucks if you don't have a definitive yes or a definitive right. no. Like most women that I know have a yes or no for sure.
Yeah.
And
I would say that I was like a maybe. And then I met Brandon and he was like, I want to have kids. And I was like, and that pushed me over the edge. I was like, it wasn't ever like, oh, I don't know, we should talk about it. It was like, okay, yeah, that's, you know, like, not that he like convinced me, but it was like that kind of was like the little nudge that I needed to be like, yeah, I want to have kids.
Yeah. But we live in, I think for our generations, as I think that there's this push to have this career, right? And I think it's just stating the obvious that like women are so career driven that you work, and then you're kind of like, all right, so where do I have time to have a family?
Right.
And I think that was, for me at least, like the push to establish a career. And then all of a sudden I turn around, I'm like, well, I'm 36 and we still haven't done this. Now, I absolutely could have had the choice to be like, I'm going to stop my career.
Right.
Or at least my career advancing at 30 and stop and have kids, but I wasn't ready to do that. But then you keep going, and then you're just kind of like putting it off.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, you turn around and there you are. And I listen to a lot of Dr. Drew. I know I've said this before. I listen to a lot of Dr. Drew podcasts, and he has this podcast that's called All About Women. And every single woman that goes on this podcast, I so appreciate, they talk about this.
Yeah.
Like the women who are like, they're more famous. Like Dita Von Teese was on an episode and she's a burlesque show woman. Like she has this amazing burlesque, I don't know. Burlesque shows, and she's like a burlesque dancer. I don't know if that's what you call it.
Sure.
And she was talking about that. She's like, I would love to have kids, but I'm at this point where it's kind right. of like I've established this life for myself and I turn around and I'm like, now what?
Right.
So I think that's a really good, I don't think enough women talk about that, of at least just that decision and the struggle you have with it.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't really know. I think it's just worth at least acknowledging that we have this issue
totally.
In our lives.
But well, and I think, like, I kind of come at it from an interesting place because I'm only 26.
Yeah.
So it's like, I, you know, I'm thinking, like, yeah, I want to have kids, but, like, I don't really feel like I have to have a plan yet for how or when that's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, not how, but for when that's going to happen. And it's like, so, you know, it's easy for me to say now, like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to have kids, you know, the next 5 or 6 years. But I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 or 6 years. Like, we were talking the last episode where I was like, 5 years ago, I was 21.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that feels like a lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in 5 years, who knows what I'll be doing.
Right.
And so it's easy for me to sit here at 26 and say, like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to have kids and I definitely want to, you know, have kids in my 20s. And then, you know, but like, I don't have a plan for that. I'm not like, oh, and you know, so next year we're going to start trying or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So,
I mean, then there's the other option of people that don't plan for any of it and
right.
it just happens. Okay. So I'm not really talking about that, but I think that you know, like when we got married, it was really funny because my husband was like, the first time someone asked him if we're going to have kids, we were like at a party and we got home and he was like, that was so rude. Like someone asked, because we were probably married for like 3 or 4 months. Uh-huh. And I guess someone asked him like, are you guys, when are you guys having kids? And we got home and he thought that was like the rudest question. And I'm like, welcome to my world. That's yeah. what we live with all the time.
Totally.
Like that's the next question.
Well, because how old were you guys when you got married?
30.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like pretty much on the brink of like, oh, you're in your 30s and you got married. And it's time to have a kids. So I don't know, I could be wrong, but I feel like the assumption is that's just the next step.
Totally. Oh, it totally is.
So if you don't take that next step.
Right.
People are kind of like, so now what?
Something wrong?
So then it goes back to like the societal pressures and like what other people think is right for your life. And I know there's plenty of women out there who choose not to have kids, but I wouldn't be talking about this if it wasn't a struggle of me choosing either yes or no.
Well, and I feel like the women who choose not to have kids, so many people kind of look at them and are like, well, there must be something wrong, or like there has to be a reason that they chose not to have kids. Not just like they just didn't want to have kids. Like, you know, there has to be something else going on.
I don't know. I'm going to sit here and drink my chia because I'm getting uncomfortable. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what the answer is, but it really touched me that we had a listener who shared such personal stuff about her life that I really wanted to address this again and let her know and let anyone else who struggles with this know that you're not alone. And, you know, I think we do reach out to your friends or family or whoever to talk about this, because I think there's like if you either struggle with a decision or you choose not to have children, I think it's like shameful and you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Because everyone expects you to go to that place of like, yes, let's do it.
Right.
Let's have kids.
Hey, kids.
So anyway, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's also kind of like one of the things that the listener who wrote in kind of brought up was that, you know, I don't know really how to put this, but basically like that there's almost not really a way to know. Like, you know, she was saying like she agreed about like the 90% thing. Like there's not really a way to know until you do it. And there's not really a way to be ready for it until, you know, you see that positive pregnancy test. You don't, you know, really know how you're going to react. And I just think that, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking of what you said, like, last week of you're never going to be 100% ready.
Right.
But and I don't know if sorry.
Oh gosh, it's getting awkward, you guys.
I've never been to like Elizabeth. Let me quote Elizabeth Gilbert, because this will make me feel better. Elizabeth Gilbert was like, she, you know, she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, right, for those of you who were in a cave for the past 5 years. She
like 10 years
or 10 years. What did she, God, has it been that long? So I went and saw her speak and she said, and she chose not to have children. Okay. Yeah. So she's definitely no. And she said, I have friends who like yearn and ache to have kids. Like they feel it so viscerally that they want to have kids so bad. She's like, I feel like that when I walk by a library. And she's like, being a woman and having kids is not a job requirement.
Yeah.
So like, I guess my point of going back to that is I don't have that yearning. Like,
right.
I don't have that like pull of like, I have to do this. So as far as like, you're never 100% ready.
Right.
Like, I'm not to the point of like even saying like I yearned for that.
Yeah,
like,
I think what I said too is like, you know, you're never 100% ready, but once you get to that 90% point, you kind of just have to take the leap. But if you're not at the 90% point,
exactly,
there's no point in forcing it. I like my sister-in-law has a baby and she's like a little over one now. And she said something at Christmas that was so funny. She was like, I really like my kid, which is good because I don't really like kids. And I was like, you don't like kids? And she's like, no, I didn't really didn't really know how this is gonna go. She's like, let's just put it this way. There are a lot of dogs and cats out there that I like, that I think are a lot cuter than most of the babies I know. Like, she's such an animal person. But, you know, and it was just kind of like, and you know, and she's a corporate lawyer and
yeah.
They you know, she did the whole career thing. And so many people make it work. She's 30, like, I know it's 6, possible. 37, and
I know it's not a matter of, like, I could never do the work kid life balance thing. I know I could.
Look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She is a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I'm even more confused after this conversation. But it's okay. All right. Can we stop talking about this now?
Gosh, like, Joy.
Kind of
for
like,
being someone who says that we should talk about it, you're so unwilling to talk about it.
I just got really uncomfortable. No, I really, I mean, I know I've said this again before. I really, really am thankful for that listener who wrote and was so, so honest that I really wanted to bring it up and honor her for that. Because I just think it's only fair if we're choosing to do a podcast. We should be talking about things that are important to people. Let's switch gears.
Okay.
And can we talk about our love really quick for our Instagram people?
Oh my gosh. So, you know how we always say that you guys, we like read everything you post, we read all your comments, we read all your reviews. Well, we also notice you if you like our Instagrams all the time. And there are some people who have the funniest usernames and
ever.
And there's, and so we just want to give a quick
shout
out. We just
want to give some shout outs because every time we read your Instagram names, it really, truly puts a smile on my face. So if you like our Instagram photos, trust me, we see your Instagram names. And can I just say the first one that I love? Professor Pickles. Professor Pickles. I mean, does it get any better than that?
That one is pretty good.
I love that one. Yep. What was the one I texted you today? It was Professor
Pickles. Oh, I'm going to lawyer you so hard.
I will lawyer you so hard.
Yeah, that one is pretty funny. I don't know. Let me scroll. But they're just, they're hilarious.
So great.
You guys are hilarious.
You guys are funny.
Yeah, it was a quick little tangent.
Yeah.
But we do. We love reading all your little things. They're so funny. Yeah. I don't know. What else you got today, Joy?
I was going to ask you. Hold on.
Oh, Joy's looking it up.
No, let's talk about our shirts really quick. The new shirt designs we're thinking of doing.
Yeah.
Because we just did a big vote for
And I ordering think we'll new tanks. Keep it open until like the weekend because I'm not going to order them until probably early next week. So you haven't had a chance to go on our Facebook, facebook.com/girlsgonewad. We are almost out of tank tops of the first original design. We're going to get some new ones, and we thought it would be fun to do, like, a fun little Mean Girls quote or something like that. So we have a couple of different options up, and go on and vote for your favorite one, and we are going to get them in tank tops and t-shirts this time. And today I also started looking at knee socks, because everyone, like, apparently really wants knee socks.
I would appreciate that.
They're not that expensive.
No?
So
that's good.
But they, yeah, some of them, like, I found one website where it was, like, minimum order, $125. I was like, what? Who needs 100, like,
definitely,
even like a team? Why would you need 125 pairs of the same kind of sock?
I don't know.
So we're not using them, to say the least. So, go on there. We have one that says, I think my favorite one is probably, oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people if they even lift.
I like that one.
And then I also like the girls one.
Yeah.
And we could change the girls too, if you have one that you like more, because I just picked those ones randomly. What, I think I picked Fran and Helen and Cindy and Nancy.
Yeah.
I think I just picked Nancy because that was what the WAD was today.
Yeah.
So.
Why can't we just have a picture of Rich Froning on a t-shirt?
Maybe we could.
With like a little mouth bubble of him saying, I love the Girls Gone WAD podcast.
I mean, would that be like libel or slander or something?
Nah.
I just feel like we would need to get his permission to do that.
He'd be totally cool with it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Hey, Rich. How's it going? Yeah. How's your new puppy?
She has to see how creepy Joy's face looks right now. You have, like, straight-up Jim Carrey face right now.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. What else do we have?
Well, I just really can't believe that the freaking Open starts tomorrow. I keep just, like, going back to this in my mind. Like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. Are you going to any of the... Well, where are the announcements? I'm just assuming one is in Colorado.
No, there isn't
totally
one in Colorado.
Wrongly
actually
assuming that.
Yeah, there's not one in Colorado this time. I don't know where they are, to be honest with you. I just remember looking at it, and they're like, there's like two in the southeast, like Miami and somewhere else. Miami and Atlanta, because mm-hmm. the one tomorrow is in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I don't remember where else. There's not one in Colorado. And the regionals are in Salt Lake City again this year.
Oh.
Yeah, lame. Because they have those, like, Olympic, you know, the Olympics there.
I went to regionals 2 years ago.
Yeah, when it was in Denver.
Yeah.
But it wasn't big enough. Fun. And so they are, now they're having, like, in the Olympic Stadium in Salt Lake City.
Is CrossFit getting that big?
I guess.
It is that big. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I'm, like, already have anxiety about whether or not we're going to be able to get tickets to the games.
Really?
Yeah, I, like, think about it. And I'm like, because last year... CrossFit didn't publicly release the link until like 10 minutes after they went on sale. So everyone who was smart figured out how to get in there on their own. Oh, and then once they released it, it was already so clogged up that it took people, like, you know, you would get kicked out constantly and like you just had to keep refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. Luckily, I was one of the people who figured out how to get in early. But then like I just spent all day watching people just like get so pissed. Cause they kept being like, way to go, CrossFit. You didn't even release the link before they sold out. It's like they're not gonna sell out in 10 minutes. Clearly enough people figured it out, you know, that they didn't have
beforehand.
To. Right. Like, it wasn't freaking rocket science.
Yeah.
So, but so I'm, like, already, like, oh, my gosh, better figure it out again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to talk a little bit more about your, I think we just kind of glossed over the law school thing, and I want to hear more about your thought process, if you're okay talking about that.
Sure. I don't know if this is going to be
because, well, you know, our life goal.
Interesting.
Huh?
What our life goal? What?
Well, no, just our life goal episode. We were just like gung ho about making these decisions, and then like what changed your mind?
Well, I just talked like a lot of people messaged me, and I talked to a lot of friends who either are lawyers or are in law school or went to law school and then did not become a lawyer, and pretty much everyone was telling me like, you know, if you don't want to be a lawyer, don't go to law school. You know, like, law school prepares you to become an attorney.
Right.
And if you don't want to do that, then don't go to law school. Like, and then, you know, and so then I would explain, like, well, you know, I want to go into natural resource policy. And they would say, like, well, you know, you could get there by going to law school. But there are lots of other ways you could get there as well. And that aren't going to involve, you know, six figures of debt and totally sacrificing your life for 3 years. And
right.
So I found this master's program that I really like. It's actually at DU. University of Denver, it's actually part of their law school, and it's a master's program. It's called a Master's of, like, Natural Resource Policy Law.
Okay.
So it basically is, like, a natural resource law program, but it's a master's degree instead of a JD.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to apply to that and see what happens. But it's only 2 years, like a normal master's. And
so you're not going to be able to live out Legally Blonde. I'm a little upset.
No, but I could get one of those furry pens that she has.
Yeah.
Like with the feathers on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then I have to take, so I have to take the GRE. But their application process, so with Brandon applying to PA school, I'm just like, have been so used to the application, just things being so like miserably bureaucratic. The application for PA school starts over a year before you actually would start school. So you apply in like April, May. They, like, then they review applications all summer. Then in the fall, you interview. Then in the winter, they tell you whether or not they got in. You got in. And then you don't start again until that next summer. So it's like a 14-month process. And they
only by that time, you changed your mind.
Well, and it's like, so if you don't get in the first round, it's over another year before you can apply again. So this DU program accepts applications up until 2 weeks before the semester starts. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So that was really – I guess just because I've been in like the world of PA with Brandon – I was expecting this to be a really long process. I emailed the admissions advisor and she was like, well, you know, I would just apply for the fall semester and, you know, you can apply. And I was like, well, I haven't taken the GRE yet. And she was like, well, you can apply until August 8th. And I was like, what? Doesn't school start like August 25th? And she's like, yeah, but it's
fine. I have so many school supplies I need to buy.
I know, guys. I'm going to buy my highlighters. Actually, tonight I was like, Brandon, I got to start from the GRE. You want to go to Target? He was like, why are those things related? I was like, what do you mean, why are those things related? I got to buy note cards. I got to buy gel pens. I got to color code my nouns. Yeah. I got so many flashcards to make.
You invented Post-its.
I got so many flashcards to make. It's going to be awesome.
Did you get my Romeo and Michelle?
I did. Okay, I
good,
did.
Good. Just making sure.
Yeah. So it's, I have to take the GRE, which is fine. I've actually already taken the GRE, but I took it in like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't count anymore because they added a writing component since then.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
get your ticket.
Yeah.
Yay.
I don't even – it's been so long since I took the GRE. It's sad. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I remember, anything about it. I remember taking a study course.
I didn't take a course. I just studied. Like, I had a couple books. And because I was an English major, I was like, I got this verbal section. So all I studied was the math. And I, like, killed it on the math section. I bombed on the verbal.
That was the hardest.
Because it's just vocab. It's like, this word horrible. That you've never even seen before is to what? This word that's actually in hieroglyphics. Like, what? Is that word even in English?
It's so bad.
Yeah. And it's like, the thing about the math is it's like there are patterns. You can kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
The verbal one, it's like you either know the word or you don't.
Yeah.
So... And they're like, you can memorize the roots of the words. I'm like, what is this, Latin?
Oh, yeah.
No, I remember that nobody too. Can do that.
I remember my little study class, and I'd just be like, is this even helping? Or is this making me just more paranoid?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think I know the word, what this word means, but it has an R in it, which usually means that it's a Latin. Yeah, I'm just like, what the F? So I started studying a little bit for that today.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better. And then also the advisor was like, our admissions fee is waived until the end of the month. And so if you can apply by the end of the month, you know, you like send your application and then you can just like submit your GRE scores and your letters of recommendation later. And I was like, oh yeah. And then I realized that the end of the month is on Friday. And I was like, ready, set, write a personal statement. It's like, I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good. So I think I'm just going to have to not do that. Yeah. I don't think I can write a personal statement in a day.
You could.
But I don't think it would be very good.
I think you could.
I think I could.
You were, like, lightning fast.
I guess. I feel like I can write, like, stuff that's conversational, but I feel like if I needed to write something that's, like, that big of a deal, I would want to think about it and, like, work on it and, like, edit it and stuff.
I feel you.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my new plan of action is to hopefully apply to grad school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and have advice on how you can fix all of our lives. We'll take more of your suggestions.
Yes, seriously. Oh, my goodness.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am doing good. She was like a tired, really tired day.
Claire's tired, I can tell.
Oh, my gosh. I got home. We were supposed to go to... Oh, you're going to laugh at this. We were supposed to go to... You're supposed to do Nancy tonight. We're supposed to do the 6:30 WOD.
Yeah.
And I got home, and I even got home, like, a little bit early, and I was, like, ready to, you know, and I was just so tired. And I got home and Brandon, I just like didn't even say a word. I just went in and laid down in bed and Brandon came and laid down and I was like, I don't want to go to CrossFit. And he was like, yeah, me neither. I said, do you want to order a pizza? He was like, yeah. So we signed ourselves out of the WOD and ordered a pizza.
Good plan.
And I was like, you know what? I'm fine with this. Yeah. So we ordered a pizza. It was gluten free.
Where did you order it from?
From Pizza Alley.
Oh. We drove by that place the other day and we were wondering if it's
good.
Good.
It is good. Yeah. We like their tonight the gluten-free crust is a little underdone, but in general their pizza is super good. It's way better than what's the other one over there? Dock something.
Basil Docks.
Basil Docks, which is so expensive.
Mm.
That place is
Have you guys been to Hops and Pies yet?
Yeah, but you don't like order a pizza for like a quick pizza from Hops and
Pie. No, not at all.
Right. Like I like Hops and Pie like if I want to like an experience eating pizza, but if I just want to like order a quick pizza, Pizza Alley.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know, Denver people.
Yep. And I always call it Paradox Pizza because that's like the pizza place in Moab. It's called Paradox. And Brandon and I was like, we should order from Paradox. And Brandon was like, oh yeah. And I looked up my phone. I was like, oh right, and I like Googled Paradox Pizza. And I was like, where is that? And I was like, oh, Utah. Yeah. I was like, where's Main Street? It's in Utah. Womp womp.
We're not in Utah.
But neither of us caught it because we were so tired. And we were like, well, oh well.
Yeah. So we need to rest up for the open.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Wait. So what day? What time are you doing it on Friday?
Like in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon's not working.
I wish so bad I could do an evening.
I think we're probably going to do like a... We'll probably just go over there at 5 when I'm done working.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to ski at Steamboat this weekend, which is a 3-hour drive. So we're going to try to go up on Friday night and sleep in Frisco and then drive the rest of the way on Saturday because Brandon has to work Sunday morning. But so I don't know if that... I don't think that either of us until just this moment have put together that driving to Frisco and doing the open workout are going to happen at the same time. But we can do the workout. I mean, it's only like an hour to Frisco.
Yeah, but have you ever sat in a car for a significant amount of time after doing a really hard workout?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then skiing the next day.
Yeah. I remember running the New York City Marathon, and I was smart to not schedule the flight the next day, but even 2 days later.
Really?
Sitting on a plane for 3.5-4 hours. There was a guy sitting next to me on the plane, I'll never forget it, that ran the race as well. Uh-huh. And I got up.
Were just like.
Yeah, he was sitting right next to me, and we had like, I wore my hat that I posted. I had my marathon hat on. And I went, I got up to go to the bathroom. And when I came back to sit down, he goes, how was it? Because it hurts so bad to like just lower yourself into a chair. Gosh. He was like, how was it? Like, it was brutal.
My I don't think I'm ever going to do that.
So bad.
In the same way that you do not feel a visceral need to have children, I do not feel a visceral need to ever run more than like 3 miles at a time.
Really? See, I have this feeling like I really want to do a race again. I don't know why. Because I know like running long distances is actually not really good on a woman's body.
Yeah.
But there's just something about it. I don't know. I
don't have that feeling at all. I like 5Ks when costumes are involved.
Yep.
Themed 5Ks.
There's one in March that runs through the baseball field. Oh, the running of the green. Yes, it's so fun.
We should do that.
That's a really fun
one. Have you ever done the color run?
No. Is that where they throw shit at you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could deal.
It's pretty fun, actually. Is it? Yeah. I did it 2 years ago, and it was a lot more fun. I did it last year, and it was like, it was fun, but it wasn't as fun. And I think because, we were with Randy and Beth, and Beth and I were like, la, la, la. And Randy was like, what is this? We're running. And we were like, Randy, there isn't even, it's like, not only is it not competitive, it literally isn't even timed. There isn't even a clock. Like,
oh, that would drive me nuts.
Finish. It's like that no one is here to do the, and Randy be like, wow, there's strollers here. Be like, it's like, Randy, this is just not, we're like,
so do you park. Just get like people throw, like, I don't understand.
Every kilometer, there's this station set up where it's like one of those big, like, inflatable arches and you run through it. And then there are like, probably 10 volunteers on each side who are literally standing just next to like a trash can full of powdered dye. And they either have like a water bottle that's just full of dye and they like spray it on you. Or some of them like have like little shovels and they throw it at you. And so it's like just this big cloud of dye.
I just feel like I wouldn't be able to breathe.
You can. I mean, and you also like, it's not so all-encompassing because you're still outdoors.
I know.
It's not so, like, they toss it at you and you just, like, kind of hold your breath for a second.
Sure.
Or people, like, wear bandanas. It's really fun. We should do it.
Who came up with this idea?
I don't know. Some genius.
I don't know.
They're doing one at Copper, the ski resort, the closing day. They're having a color run in the snow, which I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. What was another fun run that I did?
Well, I'm also thinking of, like, the Tough Mudder, you know, like, the adventure races. I don't think I would like those ones. I don't think I'd like those either.
Yeah, those I think will be a little much. But these ones, which are just, like, whatever. I mean, it's a 5K. It's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
What other one did we? Oh, we did a Halloween one at Washfire a couple years ago, and that was really fun.
Well, the resolution run that we run.
Yeah, but do you dress up?
No. You just... Well, you dress in very warm clothes.
Right.
Because it's December 31st, and then you hop out of your car, you run a 5K, and you hop back in your car.
Oh, we did one on Super Bowl Sunday 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was so icy and miserable. And
sorry.
Yes, please, go on.
I thought of one in August in Denver at Sloan's Lake. It's an 80s run.
Oh, my gosh. We have to do that. It's
awesome.
We have to do that.
And you get to wear leg warmers.
Yeah, forget knee socks. We should get girls going with leg warmers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Yes. And wristbands.
Okay.
I like wristbands.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll look into that. Deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have never been, like, clearly I've never been a runner. On Saturday, this is funny. Last Saturday, we went to the team WOD, and it was, like, run an 800, and then you had to do some, like, wall balls and something, and then run a 400, and then box jumps and something, and then run a 200, and then, like, sit-ups and something. But the 800, 400, and 200, you ran the first half forwards and the second half backwards.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, Claire, don't fall down. I was like, well, then don't freaking program backwards running. I didn't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But it was close.
Yeah.
There was one point where I almost fell down, and I was partnered with Jess Key, and she was like, I'm just running forwards. And I was like, great.
Yeah.
You can spot me. And at one point,
why even risk it?
Right. And at one point she was like, do you want me to run backwards? I was like, am I looking like I'm having that hard of a time? I was like, no, I'm good. I had to stop. And she was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I just almost fell over.
Yeah.
And it was like, I, you know, wasn't even a trip. Like, literally just almost fell over.
Yeah.
But yeah, not fun.
When we did with Nancy this morning, was it Nancy? So that's running and overhead squats, but TJ changed it to rowing because it was really snowy outside. So he had us do a 400-meter row.
Yeah.
And then 15 overhead squats, 5 rounds. And the overhead squats were at 65 pounds. And it was really funny because we were doing the warm-up, and I had it at 55. And the second it went up to 65, I was like, this feels like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe we're doing this 5 rounds, 15.
Right. You can't believe we're doing 75.
Five sets of 15. Anyway, so we got started. And by God, if I am not the worst rower on the face of the planet. I am convinced that I am the worst rower on the face of this planet. I kept trying so hard to, like, fix my form. TJ even, like, gave us a little mini demo before we started. And I kid you not, every single round, we had 5 rounds to run 400 meters, and I was probably slowing down by every single one. Like, I was not improving whatsoever. It was so bad.
I just think that's not, like, funny, but you're so tall.
Well, the thing is, like, I think there's really, really something. Like, I kept thinking about Sandy's coach, who told her to just really focus on the push.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about my legs are just, I think I just need to build up my leg strength because it's always very apparent to me whenever we do like heavy leg stuff.
See, that's interesting because I feel like my row, based on what you said last time, where it's like you usually are like right around like 210,
mm-hmm.
that is comparable to where I'm at. And I'm like a foot shorter than you. And my legs are not that much stronger than yours. I'm lighter than you,
mm-hmm.
but on rowing, that shouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't, I've had people like sit there and say, do this, try this. Right. And there's like a few things here and there definitely have been helpful with the cues.
Right.
But when it comes down to it and the time, I'm right. like watching the numbers go up. Like up. I was watching the numbers like 210, 215, 220. And then I got mad and I was like, I don't even care. I don't even care. And I'm tired and I'm exhausted. And go ahead, 230, bring it on.
When I was a raft guide, there was this one part of the, like the daily, the section where we went on, where you had to make this really, really, it was like the right at the bottom of a rapid, you had to make this really hard left while the river was trying to push you right.
Yeah.
So you just had to like row as hard as you could. And so when we're rowing, sometimes I like pretend that that's what I'm doing. And I like just
pull
as hard as I can. And the first day that I ever, ever, ever was a raft guide ever, this is the day, like I got on the river thinking like, you know, it was like a staff trip. And I got on the river thinking like, oh, I'm going to be like, I'm just here to kind of like hang out and see what happens. And they put me on the oars and we had to row. I didn't row any of the rapids, obviously, but at the bottom, we were in this canyon called Westwater.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, it's like a 7 mile row out. And it was like 65 mile an hour headwinds. So we're just getting pushed all over the place. And it was me and 2 other people on my boat. And the one other girl on my boat was like probably 6 feet tall. Gosh, had to have at least 50 pounds on me.
Yeah.
And who's been a raft guide forever. So I'm trying. And so she had one oar and I had the other oar. So I had to keep up with her stroking. I would literally stand up and fall back with the oar every single time.
Your whole body weight.
Literally my entire body weight. Yeah. And so every time that we row, I'm just like, this isn't as hard as that.
Yeah.
I just have to remind myself.
That's a good, you know what? You have that experience. It's a really good outlook. I wish I have zero rowing experience. And you know what really helped? Did you guys play that little fish game a while ago?
I was so bad at it.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I liked it. I sucked at it too, but the little fish game on the rowing machines is really fun.
Well, one time I was at the WAD and it was just me.
Yeah.
And I did rowing intervals and there's like a pace boat that you can set up.
Yeah.
And that really helps.
You know what? I need to do that.
Yeah. Because that really helps.
Like the visual. Because right now I just look at the numbers and I just get pissed.
Yeah. No. Do the pace like boat. If you have like the pace boat at like 208 or something.
Yeah.
It really helps.
So frustrating.
I know. It sucks. And it's like such a basic thing. That's how I feel about running where I'm like, how am I still this bad at running? How can somebody be bad at running? It's just fast walking. It's like an elf where he's like, it's where he's like, no, I'm not good at singing. He's like, oh, it's just like talking. What does he say?
What does he say? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, something about like, it's just like talking, but your voice moves up and down or something. That's like how I feel about running. It's like, it's just like walking, but your legs just move.
Is there sugar in it? Then yes. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. We are out of time. Do we want to talk about any... Let's see, Facebook stuff.
We already talked about the shirts.
Tank stuff. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review on iTunes. Yeah. That helps other people find us. If you're not already subscribed, you can subscribe, which would be instant.
Stellar.
Instant new episodes.
All the time.
The second they are up.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to talk about the open. So good and luck, everyone.
I mean, even though this episode is being, recorded before the open, I'm sure that we'll be talking about it tomorrow night. So keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out.
All right.
Well, good luck, you guys. To you
next week. Oh, and okay. Don't forget, next week, episode release on Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
So don't miss us too much. One day.
One day. You can do it. All right.
All right.
Bye.